When Chris Mackey tries to lure a new business to downtown Phoenix, here's what's not in her pitch.
To say that we're walkable and connected, that just makes us one of many.
What makes Phoenix different, says the city's economic development director, is its authenticity.
It's our connectivity to each other. It's how we have easy access to CEO of a leading software company, or how we have easy access to our mayor and elected officials.
So I'm hearing that other mayors are not as accessible as our mayor.
While Jackie Roberts can't speak for every mayor, the general manager of Double Dutch's office downtown can talk about Phoenix leaders.
Over here is our customer experience department. So
last year, the startup technology company picked Phoenix to open its first remote office in the U.S. for three key reasons: a strong talent pool, thanks to several universities, a short flight from its San Francisco headquarters, and Double Dutch's CEO likes the business culture, and the city's unofficial chauffeur.
We wanted to host a basketball tournament for startups, and we mentioned it to the city, and next thing you know, they set up a meeting, got us into Talking Stick Arena, and Mayor Stanton played in it and drove our CEO to the airport at the end of it. So things like that, I feel like, just don't happen in other cities.
When Roberts hears other company executives are scouting locations, she says she always praises Phoenix. So does JT Marino, co-founder of Tuft & Needle. The online mattress company even launched a campaign promoting their decision to build their company in Phoenix.
People here care about their families, care about their community, care about their hobbies and their interests and their health. But at the same time, they really care about where they work, and they care about what that builds toward.
When Tuft & Needle opened a retail store in Scottsdale last month, its mattresses weren't the only items on display.
When you start a company from scratch, the world is against you. It is so hard. And one of those things that you have to get through is just getting in front of people.
Tuft & Needle is helping three local businesses get their products in front of people. Near the store's entrance, a wall lined with shelves features candles from Standard Wax, tea jars from Teespressa, and sugar cubes from Rue's Cakehouse.
They're brands that we think are really cool that our customers might like.
Hearing that businesses support each other and have access to decision makers may be strong selling points, but Chris Mackey admits downtown Phoenix has a perception problem when it comes to parking.
As an economic development organization, if we can't check the box on the parking that they think they need, we don't make a short list for them to take a good look. Once they occupy their space, they very quickly realize that the suburban parking that they would typically need, they don't need in downtown.
Many downtown buildings were designed for law firms and banks with spacious reception areas, large corner offices, and about two parking spaces per 1,000 square feet. Today's companies, with their open floor plans and shared spaces, can demand four times more parking.
We probably have about 2 years left in the parking in downtown to continue the growth rate that we've seen today.
The solution, she thinks, is to add a private parking garage until there's more light rail expansion and progress on autonomous vehicles. But for now, her team is exploring other options like vacant city-owned lots, metered parking, and extra spaces in garages that companies aren't using. Downtown Phoenix, Inc., a nonprofit focused on development, says 3,500 businesses call downtown home, from coffee shops to copper giant Freeport Mac Moran. While she'd love to land a corporate powerhouse, Mackey says smaller businesses are more realistic. And she's okay with that because the greatest percentage of new jobs comes from what she calls organic companies, like Motorola.
It was a very small company in the 1930s called Galvin Electronics. And that company grew to be the largest employer in Arizona, 22,000 at its height. And a lot of people will say, well, you shouldn't talk about Motorola. They're not really here anymore. They had an 85-year run. I think any of us would call that incredible success.
It's why Mackey says her team will never turn away a company trying to gain a foothold or parking space downtown. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.